Michelle Malcolm Sweet is friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim and Mesilas Yishalim. And the Lechavot Shelvivim, we're going to be learning Perek Chavav. V'biyul Midas HaKadusha V'derech Kadushasa. Omer Moreinu Aramchal Zatzal Inyan HaKadusha Kofalu. Dano Tchilasa Avodi V'sof Agul Tchilasa Yishtadlus V'sof Matona. Bainu Shetchilasa Ma'ash Odom Mekadish Atzmo V'sof Ma'ash Mekadishim Osof V'shamonu Chazal Odom Mekadish Atzmo Mat Mekadishim Oysa Arbe Melamat Mekadishim Oysa Melamat. The matter of holiness is dual. Its beginning is service of Hashem, while its end is reward. Its beginning is exertion, while the end is a divine gift. That is, in its beginning, that in which a man sanctifies himself, while the end is in him being sanctified. That is what our sages of blessed memory said. If a man sanctifies himself a little, he will become much sanctified. If he sanctifies himself below, he will be sanctified from up above. Yishtadlus hu she'adam nivdal v'netak min hachomrius legamri v'mistabik tam v'cholitz v'cholsha v'eloika v'alderech zeh nikru v'anavim malochim. Kin yishamar nemar be'aroin, ki sisei koin yishmudas tori v'akshim v'piu ki malshim tzvok v'su. V'oim yivu mal'ivim malochi eloikim, v'afilu b'shas yiskas g'masi v'gashmim, ha'mukhorechim lo mipaz gufu v'inu losozuz nafshu midveikuso elyoin. V'kmo shkin she'nemar, dovka nafshi acharecha b'tom choyim minecha. So explains Rabbeinu that the exertion that you have to get, you have to do the ishtadlus in order to become kadosh, is that you completely detach and you remove yourself from the physical and clings always at all periods and times to Hashem. And in this manner, the prophets were called angels. As we said about Aaron, for the priest lips guard knowledge in the Torah, it shall be sought from his mouth, for he is an angel of Hashem Tzvakos. And it is said, but they mocked the angels, the prophets of God. And so you see these psukim, Nevi'im were called malachim, because they were always davik b'Hashem. Afilu b'shas hisaskim, and even when he's engaged in physical actions required for his bodily sight, his soul will not budge from his clinging on high. And that's what's written in the Pasuk in Tehillim, my soul clings after your right hand supports me. So again, what's Kedusha? Kedusha is, you do your work down here, and Hashem gives it to you from up there. It's a gift from above. And what is that Ishtadlus that you have to do? You detach yourself from the physical, you're always clinging to Hashem, and the angels were called, the prophets were called angels, because even when they're engaged in physical acts, these prophets, and anybody wants to be Kadosh, the soul doesn't budge from his clinging on high, and that's what's written, my soul clings after your right hand supports me. V'omnam l'fishi efshir. L'adam she'yasim v'as'as v'mat v'zeh kavir v'menu sof sof chorm v'basur dom ken amar sof k'shimatona. Mashur ol mas v'shtam s'rifse adei idi amitis v'smodis haskol v'budus ha'maisa. However, it's impossible for man to place himself in such a state beyond his ability as a physical creature of flesh and of blood. So they said the end of holiness is a gift. So you do your exertion and the rest God gives you. In other words, this state of clinging to Hashem, where does that come from? It only comes from Hashem. So you got to do yours and he does his. And that is that you're detach yourself from the physical and you're always clinging to Hashem. You're always davik b'Hashem. Hard to do that because you're a physical creature. So Hashem's going to help you. You do your shtadlus, and Hashem's going to help you. The end is that Hashem will guide him on his path, desires to follow him, view his holiness upon him, and sanctify him. Then this manner will succeed, and he'll be able to achieve this clinging with the blessing of God. In other words, this idea of being totally dovek Hashem is not up to us. We do our hishtadlus as much as we can to detach ourselves from the physical and cling to Hashem, and then Hashem will help us along the way to get there, otherwise we can't do it. So what your nature prevents you from doing, so Hashem, with the blessed Hashem, will give you assistance. As it says in the Pasuk, Tehillim 84:12, Hashem will not withhold good from those who walk wholeheartedly.
Marav Kook writes in the Ein Hayah Perek Aleph Oskuf Mem Ches in the Shemona Kvosim Aleph Shin Nun Vav Shin Chof Tes and in Pinkasei Ra'ayah Hey Samech Hey, the Rav writes as follows: Hakdusha Inyana Litromem Mi'al Litavat Litavot Hamurgashot Bofen Shelo Yifelu Al Adam Klal. Means to elevate yourself above physical taivas, so they're not pulled, they don't impact you. And even when you're osik in them, you're not drawn after them. According to nature, when a person is osik in physical things, he's drawn after them a little bit or a lot. And we should quite hear the Malarama, and then it was in a high madriga, Shisichal Shalat al Tami Gan Basi Saras Aragashis. Who Kadosh Bam say your seichel is in charge even when your regish is misoyer? Such a person is Kadosh Bamis. Ikar tikun pagam abris who kiddush haras and barasu abu. And in modern psychology, they want to find out what man wants and how to help him get it. In modern avodas Hashem, modern and old time avodas Hashem, always avodas Hashem, we don't see oh what do you want? Go get it. What types do you have? How to fulfill your types? Chas shalom. We want to be attacking the bris. And that's by being Makadish Yerusalem. That's by shining a light of Kedusha on Yerusalem. Asher Rotten Yetech Hazak Mitzad Atev Gufanish Yesh Lashosh B'Kedusha Hazak Umaot Ibnei Ofat HaChayim Shebo Hu HaRodeh B'Chayim Hu Mamshich Et Pulato V'Ofato V'Atzad Shel Chol V'Kav Chom Shel Atumah Shebo V'Atel Gam V'Atzad HaKodesh. What Ramchal was saying was that even when you're also in Gashmias, you should be Dovek B'Hashem. And what Maran Rav Kook is adding is that even when you're the Rikshas HaGashmias on this Eire, even when your physical desires are aroused, you're not nimshach after atzad gashmi shalem. You're nimshach after sheirish hakedusha, that's ma'orim. Even when you're dealing with the very, very strong and powerful sexual desire, he is drawn after it because of the sheirish of kedusha of asachayim. That's what the Rav writes over here so beautifully. Sheish lo sheirish b'kedusha chazak me'el. The root of the sexual desire is holy. Why? Because it brings life. And therefore the tzad atum should be bottled to the holy tzad. The holy tzad is that it brings life. I don't want to say names of gedolim, but any gadol you want, he only got here because of an act of sexual relations between a man and a woman. So that's a holy thing. This person is a holy person, and that act was a holy act, creating this person. I mean, depending on what the parents' kavanas were, if it's a gedolim, you can assume they had holy kavanas. So, one should be dovek, not in the taiva. One should be dovek in the sheresh haruchni of this maisa. And the tzad ha-gashmi ha-nehentani, the physical side, will be batal. So the Ramchal says, even when you're oisik in gashmi, you should be dovek b'shem. And the Rav adds that try to focus on the sheresh ha-kedusha, where this comes from, and not the sheresh ha-tumah, chas chol or chas shalom tumah. ומפני שיש לו שורש בקדושה חזק מאוד בפני הופעת החיים שלו הוא הרודה בחיים וממשיך את פעולתו והופעתו והצד של חור קל וחומר של תומה שבו הוא בטל לגמרי לצד הקודש עוצם הקדושה היא הגברת התשוקה האלוקית עד שהחפץ של הקודש והמגמה האלוקית יהיה יותר עמוק בנפש מכל הרצונות הטבעיים. So what one should do is one should increase his desire for God till the desire for what is holy and the focus on godliness will be much deeper in his soul from all natural desires. In other words, the desire, the tshuka, the taiva should be for Hashem. Some anafshi ve'elokim, some kol lechol v'sari, my flesh thirsts for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yearns for you, pines for you. U'mi shebal midal yona, she'achefetz ha'elokim gadol machriya b'kedushato gam et ha'netiya ha'minit, zeh tzadik de'natir b'rit. And somebody who comes to this high midah, that the godly desire is great and decides is decisive in its kedusha, overpowers the sexual inclination. That is a tzadik shomer bris. A tzadik shomer bris is not a person who separates from his wife. That's not a tzadik shomer bris. A tzadik shomer bris is that he's with his wife and he's mechaving his desires towards the root of the kedusha, not his physical taivas, But the Sharir Shachayim, life, and the Sharir Shachayim is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And his tshuva is through Dveikus Bashem. And here he's doing a nice mitzvah. He's mechavim the Shem mitzvah, he's mechavim to be mesameach another person. He's mechavim all the good kavanas. And getting to the root of the Kedusha, and not focusing chas v'shalom on the pure physical pleasure. V'chozu, bo lo bidar hakiva satev aruchni v'agufni, kim bo roi memusoi el ha'tuda sikhlit ha'muara b'ora eluhit. And this deciding factor, this tipping of the scales to the side of the ruchnius is not done by uprooting the physical and natural side of man, his spiritual and physical nature. No, you're not supposed to uproot your physical and spiritual nature. Rav Kook is very not a fan of uprooting things. Rav Kook was very focused on and taught that we should direct, channel all of our desires towards Ruchnius. And all of our kochos and all of our talents should be directed towards Ruchnius and not suppressed or repressed, but rather used, but used in the right way. And therefore, Biro Musa, you have to elevate it to the Tunda Sechlit, to the intellectual goal that is shining with the light of godliness. In other words, yes, you have a teva, and use your seichel to direct your teva towards holy things. That this is creating life, this is a mitzvah, this is creating goodness, this is all the Kabbalistic kavanas, which I don't know. And kol tavan nashit tzricha liyot mechuberet im ahava atzilit. Tavat hakesef ma'achal v'kabod v'amin hakol v'chol pirtei netzitzotehem inam mechuberim la'avot ha'netzalot. In other words, go to the root of it. When a person has a type of kesef, person has a type of money, person has a type of food, person has a type of color, person has a type of sexual relations, so these are all really rooted in much deeper loves. These are the emanations, the physical emanations of something much, much deeper. So when a person wants just the sexual desire is not just for those few seconds of pleasure where the man is, you know, the woman is, whatever happens in those few seconds of pleasure. That is part of it, definitely. I'm not denying that. But it comes from a much, much deeper place. And therefore, for example, Zonas are not happy people. They are notoriously miserable creatures. They hate themselves. They hate their lives. They're unhappy. Maybe they're on drugs. They're only doing it because they need the money. It's a terrible life to live, and it always has been. Why shouldn't she enjoy the pleasure? And same thing with men. They're fewer. But also men who do this for a living, why shouldn't they enjoy? No. Because it's a lot more than that, because we're human beings, and we thirst for something real, something meaningful. Love, connection. And therefore, when engaging in this act, one should connect it to something much deeper, which is the need to love and be loved, to connect to something bigger, to connect to something outside of myself, that everything should just revolve around me. I once read an article in a magazine about a woman who was, she decided she doesn't want to get married to a man. She wants to marry herself. Married to herself, and that's it. Is she going to be a happy person when you're married to yourself? I doubt it. Why? Because we have this avanesa that we want to be connected to other people, and we want to be connected to the universe, we want to be connected to the Rabban Shalom, because we want to go beyond ourselves. Because in the Kabbalah of Cook and many others, the world is all one. There's this greater achdus, and we want to connect to that. And we know it's not just about us. And therefore, it's just done as some cheap physical act, mechanical act. It's not going to do it for a person. Adrab, it's going to make a person more miserable. So therefore, one has to connect to the Avani Aselet, to the more holy, noble love. So these are like, it's like Shemrei Avot Shemarim are the dregs, like at the bottom of a wine barrel. And that's what these loves are, of the much higher, much holier love of the wine. So they're sparks that fell. You know, there's an old line, I think the Chazanish said it. He said, what the world calls love, we call the Surei Karis. And you know, there's all these Surei Karis, they're just nitzotzos that fell. Because this impure love comes from a pure place. I mean, it's like out of everything. Right? All the desires, music. I mean, this is very holy. But people can bring bad music, the lowest, in our most depraved levels. Literature, art, everything can be taken to the lowest and most depraved levels, and it can be elevated to its root, to its source, and then it becomes something very holy. The chabir, and that's what the tzaddikim do. What does it mean to elevate the sparks? They're elevating these fallen sparks to to its root. Okay, so these are again the Kabbalistic ideas. But the idea is, the root is, for us, the avodah ma'asit, the practical avodah is that when engaged in the gashmis, one should connect this. One has a taivas, achila, and one enjoys the food. Connect that food to the source, which is much more pleasurable. And that's the Ramoshla. Because when we're enjoying the food, it's just some chemicals in our brain, some pleasure centers in our brain lighting up. Same thing with sexual relations. So then you get money, all these things, dopamine, it's all, serotonin, different chemicals that secrete in our brain. But you got to get to the root of that. And the root of that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Kedusha. That's where it comes from. So, when a person's married and he's having a beautiful family, and that's all done in a holy context. And another person might be doing physically the same thing as the married guy is, but he's in a very impure place. Because his kavanas are very low, whereas the other person's kavanas are high. That's really what Kedusha is. Kedusha is the kavanas. Now, this doesn't mean that you're not engaged in the Gashmi. It means that you're engaged in the Gashmi, and you're Davi Pashem when you're engaged in the Gashmi. And you get to the root of these tithes. So you talk about the tithes Amin. Show them now. So tithes Amin is Chaim. It's life. It's Hamshech HaChaim. So connect to that. And that's why Tzadzara Latal is so terrible. So Tzadzara Latal is saying, I don't want this to bring life. I just want it to be pure, self-fulfilling pleasure. All about me and my desire, and now it's fulfilled, and nothing's going to come of it. Whereas when it's done in a healthy married relationship, then it's about giving, and it's about being Mashiach Chaim. And even if it's not, even if the woman is already pregnant, or she's not an issue to give birth, or whatever it is, but at least the tzura of the Maisa is in the form of a life-giving act. That's the way people give life. So that's a whole different story than the Chas V'Chlila, Tzatzer HaLatala. All right, Mar Rabbeisai, we started the Hadith of Mesillas Yesharim, Perek Chavav, Inyanei Kedusha, and we still have a lot more to talk about. So please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, my beloved friends.